All right, I'm Cindy O'Neill Dady, the founder of Exceptional Connections Networking, as well as the educational series for Networking Mastery. So hello, hello, and welcome to our October Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call powered by Exceptional Connections. So these calls highlight our monthly Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheon speakers who graciously agreed to share their brilliance with our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. So thank you for joining us on this crisp and overcast Thursday, October 19th, 2017. Gosh, fall is definitely in the air here in Seattle. The leaves are falling, the temperatures are dropping, my garden's winding down, and blustery rainy days have returned to the Seattle area. So fall's a perfect time to reflect and reset our business goals and pay attention to the rhythms of life. So although we probably don't really want to hear it, the holidays are really just around the corner. So it's time to be in action, time to be proactive, time to breathe, and it's time to be savvy when it comes to our business goals and what we do to accomplish by the end of the year. So I found that one of the key things I can do to ensure success is to be organized from the onset and to make plans to get me where, you know, obviously where I want to go. So consider, you are at the right place at the right time by joining us on this call today, whether it's on a replay or live. So happy Thursday to everyone, as well as those of you listening. So we're super excited that Brittany Nelson was the featured speaker at our Tuesday, October 10th Exceptional Connections Luncheon, and she took the time to join us all the way from Washougal, Washington, along with Leslie Aiken and Julie Pershing from Oregon area, the Lake Oswego. So we're super excited those ladies made the trek to visit us. So thanks to Brittany, our fourth time at our new venue, and we sold out again. So we really thank and appreciate our awesome contribution team for their ongoing support and hosting our events every month. So it is my pleasure and great honor to introduce Brittany as a presenter of our Exceptional Speaker Bonus Call today that is being offered to our Exceptional Connections community and beyond. And we say that because we have listeners from Richmond, Virginia as well, near and far. All right, so to set the expectation with everyone, Brittany has generously agreed to share with our community for the next 20 to 30 minutes. She's going to be sharing Level Up through Follow-Up. And she's going to be able to expand on the talk that she gave to our Exceptional Connections community. So we'll then open it up for a Q&A with plans to end before 1 p.m. So be sure to stay on the line until the end, as we'll be sharing with our listeners about upcoming exciting opportunities being offered for different skill shops that we have scheduled. So Brittany Nelson is the Managing Director of eWomen Vancouver, Washington, as well as an amazing business matchmaker and strategist. As an established networking expert and business breakthrough specialist, Brittany matches entrepreneurs with their perfect power partners, online and offline, to move their businesses forward. Her consulting business is based on 16 years of hard work and proven results in the corporate and entrepreneurial arenas. Everything she teaches her clients comes from firsthand experience in sales, customer service, management, and marketing strategy that is proven to work in the real world. So it's my pleasure to turn this call over to the amazing and inspirational Brittany Nelson joining us from Washougal, Washington. Take it away, Brittany.
Oh, perfect.
Okay, now it says I'm away.
All right, there we go. Perfect. Well, thank you for that beautiful introduction, and I am so excited to join all of you today. And for those of you listening on the replay, I really hope that you get a lot out of this, whether you were at the luncheon last week or not. I'm going to go ahead and do a little bit of a recap and expand on what we talked about last week, add a couple new teaching points that I came across over the last couple weeks as I was doing some new follow-up strategies. And then, like Cindy said, be able to open it up and answer questions for anybody on the call that would like to ask some questions and get some further detail. So today we're talking about leveling up through follow-up. And what I talked about last week was how important it is to really have a strategy and a system for your follow-up. Otherwise, it's really easy to do, but it's also really easy not to do. So sometimes when we don't have a system or a strategy or a plan, it just gets put to the side, and then we say as busy entrepreneurs, we're going to get to it, or busy moms, you know, we're going to get to it, we're going to follow up, and then 1, 2, 3 weeks have passed and we haven't done our follow-up or gotten a hold of the people that we said we would get a hold of. So at the luncheon, I handed out a ladder because I think of follow-up as steps in a ladder. When we meet somebody at an event, we can't just jump to the top of the ladder with that relationship and with that follow-up. We have to follow a few key steps, and we have to take it step by step up the ladder as we move along the process of follow-up with our customers or with our referral partners or with anybody else in our business world that we are dealing with. So number one on that ladder to success with follow-up is called the best way. And what that looks like is if, for example, I was to meet Leslie at a networking event or a client event, a vendor table, anywhere I was going to meet her and I would collect her business card, I would thank her for her business card, and I would say, Leslie, thank you for your business card. Can you tell me the best way to get a hold of you? And let's say she says, cell phone number. I look at her business card, I look at the phone number, and I say, perfect. Is this your cell phone number, or is this your office number? And a lot of times you're going to find that on their business card, they put their office phone number. They don't publish their cell phone number. So if she says, oh, that's my office number, I would say, great, let me flip your card over. Can you please give me your cell phone number? And I would write it now. Now I'm going to have her cell phone number to be able to get a hold of her. If she says email, same thing. I'm going to look at the email on her business card, and I'm going to show her her business card, and I'm going to confirm with her, is this your office email or the best email to get a hold of you? And if she says no, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to go ahead and just write down the email that is the best way to get a hold of her. So that way, when we go back to our office or go back to our home office in a couple days and we go forward to doing our follow-up, we have the best way to get a hold of Leslie. The other reason I do that is, and I talked about this at the lunch, is because sometimes people work for, you know, State Farm or Bank of America or these big corporations, and they're out networking with those business cards. But it does not always mean that that's the best way to get a hold of them. And you want to get as much personal contact information as possible. So that's what I do in the first step of getting a hold of someone, is finding out the best way to get a hold of them, the best way that they like to be communicated with. So then we're not playing the notorious phone tag or email tag. The second thing that we talked about is blocking out time. So in my calendar and in my time blocking worksheet, I block out time every Sunday for the week on when I'm going to do my follow-up. And one thing I wanted to mention and add on to that from last week's talk is, let's say it's Thursday from 2 to 4. Today from 2 to 4, I'm going to be doing my follow-up. The very first thing that I do in my follow-up time when 2 o'clock comes around is I do all of my phone calls first. So that way, while I'm sitting here and I'm doing my email follow-ups and later on doing my text message follow-ups, or any other type of follow-up work that I need to do in the time that's scheduled. Let's say Gail gets my phone call at 12 or at 2:30. She has plenty of time to call me back. But if I do all of my phone calls at the end of my blocked time, then I'm going to be playing phone tag with all of those business owners and all of those customers trying to call me back. So again, when you block out your time, you want to block out a 1 to 2 hour segment each week, depending on how much networking you do, how much customer acquisition that you do. And then my recommendation would be to do all of the phone calls at the beginning of that time so that the phone calls can get returned within your time. And then I work on emails and text messages. The other thing that I do which is our third step on the ladder, is be intentional and give follow-up instructions. So if I were to call all my clients at 2 o'clock and I know I'm going to be in the office until 4 doing follow-up, it would sound like this. Hi, Gail. You said the best way to get a hold of you was by the phone. I'm leaving you this voice message. I'm sure you're very busy in your business, but I'm going to be in the office today, Thursday, October 19th, until 4 p.m. if you would like to return my call so we could have our conversation that we talked about at the event. Otherwise, I will be in the office tomorrow from 11 to 2 if you would like to return my call at that time. And the reason I do that is so when Gail gets back to the voicemail, she will know exactly when to call. And she won't be trying to call me back at 8 o'clock that night or trying to call me tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. right when she gets back in the office. I've given her as much instruction and information as possible so we can try to avoid phone tag and get a hold of each other. It doesn't always work out perfect, of course, and sometimes we still play phone tag, and sometimes, you know, they go ahead and call me right back without listening to the voicemail. But it does save a lot of time if they're going to call us back, call me back another day. They already know tomorrow when I'm going to be in my office. So again, the steps up the ladder are the best way to get a hold of them, the best way to communicate with them, blocking out your time and starting with all of your phone calls at the beginning, and then being intentional and giving follow-up instructions on when they are going to be able to get a hold of you. I do the same things in my email. So if I email them and it's for a follow-up purpose, I will tell them I will be responding to all of my emails up till 4 o'clock today. Otherwise, you can look for a follow-up email from me tomorrow before 3 p.m. And that way they know that I'm going to be able to get their email back, but I'm not necessarily going to reply to them right away if they email me in the evening or super early the following morning. So that's what we talked about last week, but a couple other things that I wanted to expand on. I really like to make sure that as a business owner and as I'm working and teaching with business owners, I give them a lot of really simple tools and techniques to make sure that their time is maximized and that they're able to really increase their business with a couple really key steps. So besides phone tag and email tag with follow-up customers and follow-up business partners, sometimes I feel like we get them throughout our week. So I've been getting a lot of them this week, and I've been really paying attention and writing down how I do my follow-up with them to be able to share that with you. So last week I got a couple phone calls from people that just had either met me at events or they were found me online or they just somehow were trying to get a hold of me. Sometimes I also get random text messages like, hey, I would like to set up a time to meet with you or get a hold of you, or an email or a Facebook private message. And so what I do when I'm busy is I don't reply to those messages right away. I make sure that I am in control of my schedule and the follow-up. So I want you to know that it is okay that it may take you a few minutes to get a hold of some of those people. It may take you an hour or two to get back to some of those messages, and that they're going to be there when you get back to them. Because sometimes as business owners, we kind of panic and we think, oh my gosh, she's trying to private message me right now on Facebook, I better reply. Or, oh my gosh, I just got this phone call, I better hurry up what I'm doing with my appointment. And as soon as I walk out of this appointment, I need to call her back. But you may have another appointment that you're driving to or other activities that you had planned. So the number one thing with that I would say is just give yourself some grace and just know that those business partners and the clients of yours that are really trying to get a hold of you will be there when you're trying to get a hold of them. Then what I do is when I return that phone call or return that text message or return that private message, however you're returning the communication, I return the communication in the way that I received it. So if it was by a phone call, I don't text them. I pick up the phone and call them back. If it was by a private message on Facebook, I will reply by Facebook. That way we know we're getting a hold of them their best way that they like to be communicated with, because that's how they got a hold of us. And then this is what I do. Let's say that Cindy called me and left me a message and just said, hey, Brittany, it's been a while. I've been thinking about you. I really want to just schedule some follow-up time. and leaves me a voicemail. When I call her back, hopefully I get a hold of her and I just let her know that I appreciate that she was thinking about me and I would love to have an appointment and a call time. And I book my call times just like I would book a live appointment. So I tell her, I would love to have a call with you. Today is all full, but let me look at tomorrow. And I look at tomorrow, and I give her two time slots that I know I'm going to be by my phone. I'm not going to be in an event. I'm not going to be on a phone call with another customer. Because otherwise, if I just say, you know what, Cindy, I'm really busy today. Why don't you go ahead and call me back tomorrow? Then she's going to call me back at a random time on Friday, and I could be in an event. I could be with a customer. But if we go ahead and schedule it like an appointment, then I know I'm going to be by my phone and she's going to be available by her phone. So I would look at my schedule for tomorrow and I would say, you know what, Cindy, I'm available tomorrow for a phone call at 10 or 12:30. Which one of those times work for you? And then if she picks 10 o'clock, I say, perfect. I'm going to put you in my calendar for my 10 o'clock time slot. And are you going to call me or do you want me to call you? So the other thing that I feel like sometimes we miss when it comes to scheduling phone appointments and phone calls is one person sitting there going, am I supposed to call her or is she calling me? And then the other person is like, oh, wait, am I supposed to call her or is she calling me? So I ask that question up front. Are you going to call me or would you like me to call you? And I get that answer. And then I say, okay, I'm putting this down at 10 o'clock. I do have another appointment at 10:30, so make sure that you call me at 10 o'clock so we can get that phone call and have the most time possible. And I leave it at that. If it's through text message or email or private message, I do the same thing because I want them to know not to call me back at 10:10 or 10:20 or 10:25 because if they do, I already have another appointment booked at 10:30. So I want them to get the most amount of time, so I schedule it like an appointment. I explain to them up front that if they call at 10, they're going to get the most amount of time. And then to clear up the notorious who's going to call who question, I just go ahead and address that in the follow-up. So that's how I do just random phone calls and messages and people that want to get a hold of us because when we're out networking and we're busy on social media and we're marketing as much as we are, we do get a lot of those requests, and I'm sure you guys get a lot of those requests too. So I want to make sure that, you know, you have a simple and easy way to address those. So the next part that I really want to talk about is the email follow-up. So I know a lot of people will send a follow-up and say, I met you at, you know, Cindy's Exceptional Connection event. It was great to meet you. And I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I don't get a lot of follow-up emails. But when I do, they're very vague like that. It was great to meet you at Cindy's event. I look forward to connecting with you more. So anybody that took the time to follow up with me, I definitely take the time to follow up back with them. But I will try to mention or talk about in the email something I noticed in the room, something I heard them say, something that they mentioned. So let's say they mentioned an ideal referral, or they mentioned that they're looking for upcoming events, or they were wearing this beautiful red dress. I will talk and reply with more intention and more detail into our conversation or something that happened at the event. Just so it adds a lot of credibility to you as the business owner that you were paying attention to them, that you noticed them in the room, and that if they want to get a hold of you and reply to your email, they're more likely to reply to that email versus, it was great to meet you too. Hopefully we get to connect soon, right? Then the emails or the phone tag or the conversation of follow-up just kind of stops there. And my whole goal is if someone's following up with me, or I'm following up with somebody, I want to make sure that there's enough intention and detail and information, and it piques their curiosity, and it gets them excited, and they want to email me back right away and say, you know what, let's connect. Let's have a phone call. I would love to get to know you more. And that's how I build a lot of my referral partners and some of my best networking partners, because I really paid attention to who they were in the room or what they were doing or what they said. And maybe I even took notes on that. So when the follow-up takes place, there's a lot of detail and information that goes into that. The other thing, like I said, is if someone, you know, does take the time to call or email, I make sure and take that time to call them or email them back. And I know it's really easy with technology when someone calls us to be like, okay, I'm just going to send them a quick text message back. But if they really wanted to text us, they would have texted us in the first place. So I believe if someone took the time to pick up the phone and call us, we should really pick up the phone to call them. And when you're at a networking event, you know, if you tell someone, I am going to call you or I am going to email you, or if you just use the word follow up, I am going to follow up with you, remember that you gave them your word and they're paying attention to that in the follow up, right? They're paying attention to, do you call them? Do you email them back? Do you do the follow up? Because if they were to send you a referral or a client down the line, they want to know that you're going to call and follow up with them. So I'm very intentional in the people that I say at an event, I'm going to call you or I'm going to follow up with you, to make sure that when it's time and I've blocked out my time for follow up, that I do go ahead and follow up with them and keep my word to them and to myself that that's what I would do. So that's what I have for you today about following up, some really easy tips and strategies that can save you time on phone tags and email tags and getting a hold of somebody. And of course, our level up through follow up ladder, which again is finding out the best way to get a hold of the client or the potential client, blocking out your time and scheduling your follow up so it gets done, and doing your phone calls at the beginning of your time, and being very intentional in giving as much follow-up instructions as possible in your messages and in your emails so that it saves both you and the other person a lot of time in your week. Again, my name is Brittany Nelson, the Business Matchmaker, and thank you so much for having me on this follow-up call. I look forward to your questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brittany. Really great content. Thank you for elaborating on some of the things that you mentioned at our October event and also for expanding on that. So really love it. So in a moment, I'm just going to open up for Q&A, but I just wanted to chime in to begin with. I love your strategy for building relationships. And like you, that's really important to me as well. That's my heart to not only just continue to meet new people, and expand my network and expand my sphere of influence and, you know, build referral partners, as you mentioned, but to deepen those relationships and nurture them as well.
Absolutely.
So at this point, anybody have any questions or, you know, kind of like myself, insights that, ahas that came to mind as Brittany was sharing? This is your time. Anybody have anything there? I think I unmuted everybody, so I shouldn't. If you've unmuted yourself, or if you've muted yourself, you might want to unmute yourself.
Oh, hi. This is Leslie. Brittany, do you do the follow-up on the same day and time every week, or do you vary that?
Good question. So I plan out my week every Sunday. So it does vary because I will look at the week. So let's say I have a lot of heavy events on Monday and Tuesday. My follow-up that week would be on a Wednesday. So I don't always schedule it for the exact time and day every week because my week just varies a lot. So if you have a consistent schedule and your week looks pretty similar, you could keep it the same day at the same time. But for me, I find blocking out my time and planning my week by week is really helpful, and I can really see. And some weeks I need more follow-up time because I know I'm going to more events or I have more activity. Sometimes I need less. So I like to adjust it week by week.
Oh, good. Good. Good to know. I happened to be there for your talk live, and it was brilliant, and love your follow-up too. It's always good to hear this over and over a little bit, because sometimes we miss things or our mind is on something else. So, but
absolutely,
you held our attention, and you know, I really love this presentation that you gave, and it is really valuable content because follow-up is so difficult for most people, and I'm getting a lot out of it. I've started to do exactly what you did, because I had several contacts to get a hold of after that event and at a recent one. So I thought, I have to put this into play before it's weeks on end before I get a hold of somebody. And I've booked some people to come have coffee with me at my office. Like
perfect.
Two next week. So it's working.
Yay. Oh, I love that. Yay. That's what I love to do. I love to hear people say, oh, I tried it and it worked. And, you know, and yeah, sometimes you'll have to adjust it for exactly your style or exactly your business. But, you know, and the basis of it works for everybody.
And it's always a little scary because you're putting yourself out there when you, you know, call somebody. It's like, you know, you're opening yourself up for rejection, you know, so
exactly.
It's kind of scary sometimes, even if you have a lot of confidence. You know, it's what you said, it really made all the difference and gave me the courage to just plunge in. So
wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Well, Brittany, this is Gail, and I just want to acknowledge your organization, because, you know, to be so organized and to, you know, make lists and ask questions about how do you want to be followed up, you know, what mode. And I just think planning your week on Sunday, I just think it's highly organized. And, of course, when you're organized that way, then I think business during the week is a smoother process. So
definitely,
that's great.
Thank you. Yeah, and I had to learn the hard way. You know, I did a lot of networking for the last 7 years, and I just found, like Leslie said, oh, I don't know if I want to call these people back because they never call me back, or what if they don't call me back? And I found a lot of it was that they just didn't know when to call me back, or they felt like, you know, that a couple days have passed and they're wondering, oh, should I call her back? And I just found like there was a lot of time wasted back and forth with, you know, follow-up and, you know, part of my backstory is that I was a single mom building my business. So I had to be really intentional with my day when my kids were gone at school. So I did have to be really organized and intentional in my day so that I could spend the time with my kids in the evening. So thank you. I really appreciate that. It has not been perfect, and it has not, you know, I told everybody at the luncheon, like, give yourself grace and like know that this is a new habit or you're building in this new process to your business. There's going to be adjustments and times it doesn't work perfect. And I've had to learn to let go of all that perfectionism around it.
Well, networking really is, like you said, Brittany, it is a work in progress. And, you know, it is important to be intentional. And I love what you're saying, too, and give yourself grace. All those are, you know, they go hand in hand. One of the things I really appreciate about what you're sharing is, it's called the Platinum Rule. So the Golden Rule is do unto others as you would want others to do unto you. But what you alluded to is the Platinum Rule, which is do unto others as they would want done unto them. So, you know, so you're asking, you're being specific and tailoring your follow-up to what they enjoy, what, you know, kind of their rhythm, whether it be texting or emailing or calling. And I think it's really important. And sometimes, you know, sometimes I forget that because I get in my own rhythm, you know, of how I do things. But invariably, I have to circle back to the way they do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because that's what's easiest for them, and we want to support that. So it is a work in progress for sure. So I
right.
thought somebody
and
else lift their hand. So go ahead if anybody else has a question. Sorry, I felt like I stepped on somebody there for a moment.
Oh, no problem.
Anybody else have a question or feedback? Okay. So, well, I will, if there aren't any other questions, you know, just again want to thank you so much, Brittany, for sharing your brilliance with our community today. And this call will be recorded, so if you need to fill in your notes, You can check back, and I'll have the replay link posted. So for those of you who are still on the line, love to share with you an opportunity to grab a seat if you haven't already for our fourth educational series, Skill Shop by Debbie Page. So it's a two-hour Skill Shop, and her topic is 2018 Strategic Planning Session. And really excited about this opportunity to really use 2017 as a runway to a successful 2018. And so I'll just read a little bit about that if you're not already signed up or want to learn more. So planning is bringing the future into the present, and that's very much what Brittany was talking about, so that you can do something about it now. So we're inviting you to join this interactive Get It Done two-hour Skill Shop to begin charting your success plan for 2018. During this Skill Shop, you'll understand the proven process you'll use to develop a solid 2018 plan that is goal and soul-filled with specific actionable steps to get you to your desired destination. So this is the one system that you will return to again and again. So everyone will identify one goal that they want to tackle between now and the end of the year. And then you can use the systems and structures that Debbie will be providing us with to replace that with another goal throughout 2018. But wait, there's more. So in addition to your two-hour plus Skill Shop, because it will be a working lunch as well that Debbie will be offering, in addition to the lunch at the Hilton Garden Inn that will be provided, we are providing accountability. So really cool opportunity to be able to have our mentor connectors. We're going to activate them. And so we'll have accountability partners that will be assigned, and you'll have a day of the week and a time that you'll call in and just report in and just have some accountability for the goals that you've set that you want to accomplish in 2018 and, get activated in 2017. So we're excited about that. If you're interested in learning more about the educational series for Networking Mastery, you can certainly go to the exceptionalconnectionsnetworking.com website and click on the educational series red button, and it'll take you to the link. Or certainly reach out to me, Cindy O'Neill Dady, and I'll help you with that registration. Pricing will be going up on Friday at 9 p.m. So if you want to grab the $127 rate, which is a bargain, this is something that Debbie offers to her clients at about, four times that cost. Just quickly, we have another opportunity as we end the year here. Dr. Robin McKillop from Salem, Oregon, was our September Exceptional Connections Luncheon speaker. And she also did a bonus call, so you can go and listen to Debbie's bonus call, Dr. Robin's, and then, of course, a little bit after this call, post Brittany's link as well. So you'll be able to fill in your notes or listen to the other presenters. So Dr. Robin will be offering our very first one-hour Skill Shop. It's an online Skill Shop. And so you can earn clock hours towards mastery, different levels of Exceptional Connections Educational Series Mastery. Her topic will be Invisible to Invincible. And just briefly, the Internet's a noisy place. You have to break through that noise to stand out and be noticed. There may be others who do what you do, but who does it the way you do it? People need you, and people are waiting for you. And so we invite you to join us for our first ever online Skill Shop with Dr. Robin on November 7th. And the registration for that one is on Facebook, or again, you can go to our Exceptional Connections Networking page and find the link there. So last thing I guess I just want to share in closing is our next Exceptional Connections Networking Luncheon is Tuesday, November 14th. We have a luncheon speaker, Sarah Frink, from Real Marketing Solutions. And she will be sharing how to make social media work for you and your business. So, Brittany, in closing, please share with our community ways that we can be engaged with you, whether it's speaking opportunities that you have, you know, workshops that you're offering. Let us know how we can, you know, kind of keep track of you, you know, keep track of what you're up to and not miss out on opportunities to glean more of your brilliance.
Absolutely. And if you follow me on Facebook under Brittany Nelson, and it's Brittany with an I, so Brittani Nelson, I will be posting upcoming workshops and webinars. But I do have two that I have recorded that I can send out by request, which is my time blocking webinar and my Power Partners webinar. So you can get a hold of me online and find out more about how to get access to that. And then upcoming in January, if you want to start planning the new year, January 13th, we are having an amazing business summit with businesswomen from all over the Northwest coming down to speak. And Debbie Page will be there. Cindy will be there as a speaker. Leslie it will also be there, and I will be there speaking. So that's my next big event that I'll be speaking at, and it's down here in Portland, Oregon. And we would love to have you come as a guest and find out more about that summit. So please reach out to any of us, and we can get you that information. And again, thank you guys for your time and listening to this call today and having me on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. It's our privilege. And so again, that's Global Touch Summit. And the event that Brittany was mentioning is produced by Leslie Ann Aiken and Julie Pershing from Lake Oswego, Oregon. Excuse me. And January 13th. I guess is that a Friday or Saturday?
I think it's a Saturday.
I think it's Saturday, January 13th. So yes, reach out to any of us for more details on that. So. Thank you, Brittany. And I'm going to bounce it back to you for any parting words that you want to share with our Exceptional Connections community.
I would just say, you know, if you are wondering how to get started or if this will work for you or if you should get started on follow-up, I would just do one new thing from this call that you can change or add to your process for follow-up. And see how that works for your business. And if you need any help or assistance or you're feeling stuck, just always know I'm available for reach outs and conversation.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Brittany, and thank you to everyone on the call and everyone listening to the replay. Signing out from Mill Creek, Washington, Cindy O'Neill Diddy, founder of Exceptional Connections Networking. God bless you guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.